You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here. Yes, it's the Does program. Does, you know, is the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. Now let's visit the Dozens' house. Why, there's Daisy Dozen in the kitchen talking earnestly to Unky. Let's see what's up.
What? I wouldn't think of asking you to do the supper dishes for me, Unky. Only this certain important business came up, you know.
Well, I don't know, Daisy. I don't like doing dishes.
Oh, Unky, with Does, it's a cinch. You know, Does is that new kind of soap for everything in our wash. And it has everything for dishes, too. I just love it, Unky.
Well, why don't you Does them, then?
Well, like I said, Unky, if it weren't for this unexpected date, business, I'd be glad to do them. But I thought you'd want to see how Does has everything for dishes. Why, it makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done, cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to hands.
Oh, I want to read my paper.
Unky, dear, I've just got to go. You want me to improve my mind, don't you?
Oh, why not let the dishes just stand?
Oh, Unky, don't you want to see how Does suds stand up even through the greasy pans? You don't have to keep adding soap.
Oh, but look at that big greasy platter, Daisy.
Why, Does cuts grease in less than half a minute, Unky, without any hard scarring.
Oh, now, Daisy, I don't...
And, Unky, Does is simply sweet to your hands. It'll even so soft and smooth.
Woman stuff.
Really, if I didn't have this important engagement,
All right, I'll Does the dishes for you.
Oh, swell.
Say, Daisy, what is this important business you got?
Oh, Donald's taking me to the movie.
Does and me, we've been framed.
Poor Unky. But honest, dishwashing's easy with Does. It's the only leading granulated wash day soap that combines all this for dishes. Makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done, cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to your hands. Try Does, D-U-Z. It has everything for dishes. And now the Goldbergs. Well, the Goldbergs welcomed their new daughter-in-law with the same open love they had for their own son, who was now somewhere on the high seas. And Grace seemed so worthy of that love, so charming, so lovely and thoughtful. It was an exquisite moment of happiness for Molly, a new daughter taking the place of a son. And now that Rosie is preparing to go to college, why... there would be someone in the house all during the months to come after summer. Someone till Sammy came back. However, we've learned, and Rosie has vaguely suspected, that Grace isn't what she seems. That she and George, a neighboring farmhand, are up to something. Now, in a moment, we'll see exactly what she is. Listen.
Jake, darling, you're hungry.
I can wait. Rosie and Grace will come back, they'll eat.
What are you doing?
Figuring.
Rosalie's policy? Figuring. I figured already. It's exactly $1,872.63 to the penny.
It's a lot of money.
Well, not such a lot, darling, when you'll divide it. For instance, you have to divide it in 3 or 4 years. And then in Rosalie's college that she wants to go to, you have to figure on the intuition. And then she has to live in a dormitory. And then she has to have clothes, sport clothes, and high heels, and low heels, and pleated skirts, and sweaters, and this and that. It's a girl. And then she has to belong to a priority.
What's a priority?
A club.
That's a fraternity, no?
No, darling. Fraternity, family was a fraternity. A girl is something else. Let me down. Oi! I was never in a society, in a fraternity. You wasn't fraternity. Hello? You wasn't a fraternity and I wasn't fraternity. Hello? Lavella? Mrs. Goldberg. She thought I was Rosalie. I sound like Rosalie. So young I sound. Yeah, dear? But Rosalie stepped out with my daughter-in-law, Grace, to Marsh's farm to see some pigs. Newly born pigs. The sow had pigs. Yeah.
But yeah?
One minute, dear. Luella's also going to go to the same college with Rosalie.
Ask her if it's a fraternity or...
Hello, darling.
Ask her.
Not now. Is Mama there? Let me speak to her.
Don't start now.
Listen. Yes, dear. Rosalie will call you back or whichever one. Yeah, please. Hello, Mrs. Willoughby. Luella told me she's going to go with Rosalie. I'm glad they'll be together.
It's not a priority.
What will they need? We'll have to figure out. You'll come over, we'll sit and we'll figure. What we'll be able to sew ourselves, we'll sew. Huh? I'm wonderful on the machine. Uh-huh. You'll do the hand and I'll do the machine. Yeah? All right, dear. Huh? Well, Rosalie has her policy, education policy. Yeah, and that's what we'll
Is
use.
Is that necessary?
She's asking on top. Yeah. Well, I'm happy. Of course, very happy.
Is that a priority?
Nothing, darling. No. Yeah, all right. All right. Tell the Vella. I'll you go over to Rosalie if she holds. Oh, all right. All right. So I'll tell Rosalie to go over to the Vella's immediately so they can just stop. Yeah. All
right. Oh, Grace, look at this one. Oh, and that one over there. Isn't he cute, George? Oh, they're simply adorable. Oh, I love this one. That's my favorite one. He's so cute.
Oh, your mother, Rosie.
Oh, yes, Mom? What?
Run over if you can't hear her.
All right, Mom.
Luella wants to see you now. Isn't that what she said?
Yes.
Yes, Mom.
Well, so long. And save that little pig for me, will you?
I never thought we'd get rid of her.
All right, now let's talk fast. Come on, let's get away from these pigs.
How much did you say they had in the policy?
Gee, they're sitting on the porch. Can they see us?
Who's that? Mrs. Goldberg?
And Mister. Don't stand so close.
All right. Now, what about the story?
Well, let's go back a little and get all this story straight.
You know, I've been thinking over what you said. And maybe it'd be better for you to have a mother. She could be sick or something and need an operation.
I said I had no mother.
Your father could be in jail.
Don't start getting original. It'll kill them.
All right, then. Let it be your sister.
Oh, she sees us. Get your hands over.
I'm just helping you across the road.
Now, listen to me. I'm going to walk with my head down so I look a little sad. Let me repeat this story so I'm sure I have it straight. If I repeat it enough, I'll get to believe it myself.
Your sister's in trouble.
Yeah, and she works in a bank and she's borrowed some money. She was getting married and she took the money to furnish a home, believing her husband would use some money he had to pay back the loan.
Yeah, a loan.
But her husband got sick.
He's in the hospital.
Yeah, and his money is being used for doctors and so forth and so on. And now my poor sister has to get some money to pay back her illegal borrowings because the examiners are coming around. She didn't mean any harm and she meant to pay it back, mm-hmm. And she will. But it means jail and disgrace.
Grace,
and
you're killing me. It sounds like a Class B movie.
Well, what do you think these people are? Sophisticated El Morocco nightclubbers? They've got Class B minds and they need a Class B story. Walk slowly. Got to get myself in a dramatic mood. Don't hold my arm. They're watching us.
All right.
And don't come up on the porch. Are you sure you've got the story straight?
You're the one that's got to have the story straight. You're going to tell it.
How was the pig, Grace?
Well, I don't think she felt well enough to enjoy him.
Oh, please. I wish you hadn't said that.
Grace, you don't feel well?
Of course I do.
Well, it's none of my business, but
thank you very much, Mr. Stevens, for showing me around.
Call me George.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, George, very much.
Thank you, George.
That's all right. So long. And take good care of her. Your son won't like it if you don't.
Grace, darling, come here on the porch. You're white like milk.
Grace, whatever it is what's on your mind, be the man to know.
All right. Jake, darling, please, Grace, dear, come here. Sit over here by me. Tell me, darling. Come here, dear. You want to go indoors better?
No, this is all right.
You didn't kill anybody. You're not a fugitive from justice.
Jake,
no.
Please, dear.
I didn't kill anybody. I'm trying to save somebody.
Save somebody?
My sister.
She's sick?
Sick? Please, darling, talk, darling. You just talk from your heart and freely.
All right. I will.
Please, darling.
I know you can't help me, but you're so worried. Anyway, maybe I'll feel better if I...
Please, darling. Maybe we can help you.
Well, there's only my sister and myself. We don't have anybody else. She's older than I am. She was the one who took care of me after my parents died. That's what's so horrible about it all. I owe her so much. And even if she was weak, even if she did something she shouldn't have done, she didn't intend any harm. I can't imagine how she did it. But it was in bits. She took it in bits. You see, she was in charge of certain accounts in the local bank. And now her husband's in the hospital sick. He doesn't know anything. And the bank's going to have the examiners in. She just has to cover the $1,600 she took and she'll go to jail. And it'll all come out. And all she was weak, not wicked. I know her. I do. And I don't know where to turn or why or how or anything.
Don't go in yet, Molly. Sit a minute. Molly, does Rosie need all that money?
Whatever is there in the policy, Joe, is Rosalie's. She has to sign for it, because it's in her name.
What else can we do, Molly? Rosie will have to go to a different school. Anyway, Molly, the student makes the school.
Mom! I'll talk to Rosalie, Joe. Let me talk to her.
Look, Ma. Look, Ma.
What, darling?
Pa, look. Here's the catalog. Look.
Beautiful.
You see, these are the dorms. Here. Mm-hmm. And this is the sorority house. Oh, Mama, darling, I'm so happy. I never knew I could be so happy. It's too much for one person, Ma.
Wasn't it? Mama wants to talk to you.
What is it, Ma?
Nothing, darling. Listen, after supper we'll talk. Yes, darling? After supper, Mommy.
The evening floats up the valley into Connecticut, and with it, a half-darkness, a cloudiness that is slowly falling across the Goldberg house. You know, friends, it's always wise to keep your hopes high for the future, no matter how unpromising the present may look. In fact, that's the advice I gave Daisy Dozen's young beau, Donald, the other day. You see, he was telling me some of his dreams for the future, and he said...
Gee, Daisy Dozen's my dream girl. I'm gonna marry her someday. Gosh, she knows all about keeping house and making fudge and washing things and does.
Well, Donald, you and Daisy ought to be very happy, especially on wash day. Because, as lots of ladies know, does everything in the wash. Why, this new kind of soap gets grimy work shirts clean, towels dazzling white, yet does is safer for pretty rayon slips. Honestly, friends, no other leading wash day soap combines so much safety for colors along with so much cleaning power for the tough dirt and unsurpassed whiteness for your towels. Like Donald will tell you.
My dream girl, Daisy, says does everything.
Right. If you have a tough wash to do, does it. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly asks a question and gets an unexpected answer, one that goes beyond the moment to a lifetime love. This is Clayton Collier speaking for Procter & Gamble and saying, do as the dozens do. Let does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.